بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، ما بعد. Firstly, making muzakara, revising the sunnahs of Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we should sit with this intention that we get the great love of every sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah Ta'ala grant us the knowledge of every sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to practice on every sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Allah grants us the tawfiq to spread it throughout the world. We make these intentions, Allah Ta'ala, and we start with that intention, Allah Ta'ala will make it easy for us. And this is the only way to reach Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, that is the sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So if we don't know the sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and many things we are doing it, but we're not even conscious this is the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So you won't be getting that reward. So if you're conscious, you'll be getting that reward, and in today's time, to bring alive one sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 100 shaheed sawab, Allahu Akbar. So we should be conscious of this and think, imana wa ihtisaba, I got iman that Allah has made me his slave, and how to become the true slave of Allah, Allah has sent his role model, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I must follow that model, and on that Allah is going to reward me tremendously. So Allah give us tawfiq. Yesterday we learned the sunnah with regard to when entering the house, that a person should make salam loudly, cheerfully, properly, and read the dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka khayr al-mawlaji wa khayr al-makhraji, bismillahi walajna wa bismillahi kharajna wa ala Allahi rabbina tawakkalna. This is the dua for both entering and leaving. We should try and learn it, inshallah. The sunnah upon entering the masjid. When a person enters the masjid, he should be conscious, no? And the masjid starts here by this glass door. That side and there, it starts there by the beading before you enter the glass door also. So be conscious, where's the masjid? When you enter the masjid, enter with the right foot. And recite durood upon Nabi Akram. First recite Bismillah, then durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And recite the dua that we have to read when entering the masjid. So the first Bismillah, then durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. So you entered the masjid with the right foot, one sunnat, 100 shaheed sawab. You read Bismillah, another sunnat, another 100 shaheed sawab. You read wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, third sunnat, another 100 shaheed sawab. Then you read the dua, Allahumma aftahli abwaba rahmatik. Oh Allah, open the doors of your mercy for me. In other words, let me perform my salah correctly in the way that you are happy with me. And shower me with your mercies. And then make the intention of itikaf while you're entering the masjid. Normally for practice, we read the dua, nawaitul itikaf lillahi azza wa jal ma dumtu fil masjid. That I tend being itikaf as long as I'm in the masjid. Only for Allah Ta'ala's pleasure. But one is, that is you read it to get practice. But you should be conscious when you're entering the masjid, that I'm making itikaf already. Now you're the honorable guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So five sunnahs, 500 shaheed sawab, not even in 1 minute. How easy is our deen? But when we are unmindful, then we lose out wholesale. We don't see many times we walk in the masjid, we're not even conscious. I'm walking with the right foot, left foot, we're not conscious. Allahu Akbar. So Allah ta'ala make us realize and understand. It is mentioned with regard to one great muhaddith, Hazrat Sufyan Thawri rahmatullahi. And as you get closer to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala makes your tarbiyat, Allah Ta'ala makes your islah. Hazrat Sufyan Thawri rahmatullahi, Thawr means ox, and that is not his actual name. But he appreciated that title on one occasion when he entered the masjid by mistake with the left foot. And a sound came out, oh Thawr, oh ox, don't you see with which foot you're entering the masjid? Immediately he stepped back out of the masjid, and then he made tawbah in his heart. He entered the masjid with the right sons. Then he appreciated the title Sufyan Thawri rahmatullahi. So Allah Ta'ala make us realize and understand. Further, with regard to this very, very important aspect of our life after iman, the greatest gift and ni'mat is to protect our iman. Salah Allah has given. And Allah Ta'ala mentions, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِئُونَ. definitely the believers are successful already. But those who make an effort on their salah, they perform salah with concentration, devotion, and attention of heart, etc. So as we were learning, that the salah is such a great gift, that because Allah made us the royal slave of Allah, we are the royal servants, which is the most honorable position compared to all the other creation. Allah has given us a complete package, what all the other creation are doing individually. Mountains are just sitting in the qaida position, for example, in a tahiyat position all the time. Allah has given us what the whole creation together, put together. Allah gave us that complete namaz in two rakats. That we don't only just sit in the tahiyat position, we stand. And Allahu Akbar, the trees, the buildings, all are standing in qiyam. Then you go in ruku, the animals are in ruku. Then you go into the sajda, and you're sitting. The earth and the mountains, they're all in a sitting position. Then you go into sajda, the reptiles, all the other crawling animals, are all on in ruku, in sajda. And then, Allahu Akbar, the malaika, they are engaged in reading tasbih, reading kalima shahadat, reading tilawat of Qur'an Kareem, making dua. All that Allah gave us in two rakat salah. So what a gift. Can anybody leave out a gift like that? But we don't know when what a gift it is. Then Allah Ta'ala save us. We just not only lose it, we destroy it also. Like that small boy who had playing in his father's room, he found a gold coin there. The cupboard was open or something. He saw something shining. He took out that gold coin, playing with it. Didn't realize he does what he knows of the value. So our next minute, while he's playing with that, he hears the ice cream vendor going past. And their sounds, you know, the children know immediately, oh, there's the ice cream van going past. So he runs down, quickly runs outside. He stops the ice cream vendor. And these people are also very clever. Children come, they stop immediately. They know if the child will ask, the mother will come with the money. So he told the ice cream vendor, I want ice cream. He says, where's the money? He showed him that gold coin. Immediately he made the ice cream. He didn't even think twice. This boy, he got his ice cream, he gave the boy, he's too happy, I got my ice cream. And what he gave, that man is more happy, you know, now I can open an ice cream factory also. So exactly the same, we are trading in our salah for our sports, we're trading in salah for our business, and it's like getting, not even ice cream, it's like getting rotten potatoes, and we're giving in for the greatest gifts. So Allah Ta'ala gave us the whole creation's ibadat in one moment. How long is our two rakats? Allahu Akbar. Our two rakats is not even 2 minutes. And then not only that, all the ibadat that Allah made for us upon us. Allah made fasting also for us. Allah made zakat also for us. Allah Ta'ala made jihad also for us on the time when jihad is. And all the time we should be ready for jihad. This blood should be running in the ummah. This is to establish the law of Allah Ta'ala on earth. Wherein, so the jazbah of jihad all the time, Allah gave all of that. Allah Ta'ala and hajj also, complete hajj. You performing salah, but you getting the reward of a complete hajj. Allah gave all that ibadah together in two rakat namaz. For who? This royal slave. Because you got that high position. So you must live up to that position. And when you live up to that position, you will be worried that I must make my salah a salah. That now I come back to Allah Ta'ala to reaffirm my allegiance with Allah Ta'ala, my firmness with Allah, that oh Allah, I'll remain your honorable slave. And I'm happy that you gave me this position. So when we come in salah, now you just ponder before you say Allahu Akbar. One is while you coming in, read the dua, inni wajjahtu wajhiya lillazi fatara samawat. That now I turn my attention away from everything else. Only the creator who created the heavens and earth. Now my direction is towards him. And now you focus. And a person who's making an effort in that line. A student who's making effort. But he's not concerned. Am I passing or not passing? Am I learning, knowing my work or not? Hafiz boys, many times they say we're learning our door. But they don't go read by the ustad, they don't go read by somebody, and they're imagining, no. And when it's time to read, he doesn't know his door. And then we come on the musalla, we say, I'm confused. You're not confused, you never learn, you never concern yourself. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu says, don't be a person who's unmindful of his reckoning. حاسبوا أنفسكم. Take stock of your life regularly. As Hazrat teaches us, daily we should, myself, take stock of what you did the whole day. Did you live a life that Allah was happy, or you just carried on your life? So in this way, see that where am I reaching in my salah? What is the level of my salah? Obviously, we can never reach a level that Allah is, that is presentable to Allah Ta'ala. But see, when I started, I came and I took bed to my Shaykh, and am I paying attention in the programs? And those programs are not just to fill up the space, etc. It's actually to make our Islam, to purify that heart of ours, and let Allah come. And when that connection of Allah Ta'ala comes, then Allahu Akbar, what enjoyment you will get. The whole world can stop you from salah. You won't want to stop. You will want to go for salah. So anyway, then Hazrat explains that now check if you're improving on your salah or not. Otherwise, many people are such, like myself, Allah save us, that we're only getting maybe 50% of salah. 50%, maybe we still say it's a past mark. But who wants just 50%? We have to increase, but start from the bottom. And that is why we have to come for this. We have to learn about the ma'rifat of Allah. Know who our Allah Ta'ala is. And come to know Allah Ta'ala. And that where you will get Allah Akbar. Agar Allah, agar kebab chahe, to kaha milega? Kebab walo se. Agar mitai chahe, to kaha milega? Mitai walo se. Agar doodh chahe, to kaha milega? Hazrat Shah Abdul Ghani Pulpuri Rahmatullah Ali, our great Dada Shaykh, used to say, if you want sweet meat, where you'll get it? From a person who's selling sweet meat, you can't go to a hardware shop and say, I want mitai. They laugh at you. If you want milk, go to where the supermarket, the dairy. If you want milk, kebab, go where they're selling it. And if you want Allah, agar Allah chahe, to kaha milega? Allah walo se. So Allah has brought us here not just for itikaf, very mubarak. Itikaf is a great ibadat. But like one pious servant, he saw a kafla from Turkistan, from Turkey, going for a nafal hajj. So on their way, they were going, so he told them, where are you all going? He said, we're going for hajj. Then he said, stop, wait here. You're going for hajj. Do you know whose house you're going to? He said, no, we're just going to Kaaba Sharif. Whose house is it? He says, you all don't even know whose house you're going to. So what's the sense? Going for hajj now, the nafal hajj, first hajj, even if we didn't do the cause, we have to go. Our first, we have to do it. Although the quality will be weak, but we will realize after that, why didn't I prepare before time? So, the Shaykh told him, that stay by me for 1 year. Then you people proceed for hajj. And when they proceeded after 1 year, now just leaving his door, their mindset was different. Now we're not going for hajj. We're going ziyarat of Allah Ta'ala. We're going to meet Allah Rabbul Izzat. So like that, Hazrat says that do the cause and then you'll be conscious. Is my namaz becoming a namaz? Otherwise, Hazrat says some people get 50%, some people get less 40%, then some people get one-third, one-fourth, one-fifth, one-sixth, like that. All this, and that is why, according to some narrations, Allah save us, that the salah will either make dua for us, that, oh Allah, how this man has protected me, you protect him. Shower your mercy on him. Otherwise, salah will curse us. And not only curse us, it will go up to Allah Ta'ala like a dirty rag. And Allah will tell the malaika, throw it back on his face. We don't need it. So never ever think we are doing salah as a favor to Allah Ta'ala. And it's a duty, it's a responsibility. But it's not just a duty, it's a great gift of Allah Ta'ala. It's a great, great honor that Allah is allowing us to be his royal slaves. And so Hazrat explains, that be worry and concern that where am I progressing in my salah somewhat? Am I making an effort to get the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And that is why we shouldn't take these programs just as not important. Only one program, maybe Hazrat is giving us after Asr nasihat, so we come for that program. And that also how we are attentive or not. No, we have to sit in all the programs. So our mind can be focused, and most important, for the pleasure of Allah, for my Islah to take place, and Allah's love must come in. So further Hazrat explained, that is why it is important that to build this concentration and to be worried whether my salah is becoming a real salah or not. Or it's just like an exercise and not even a proper exercise. We're not making our postures properly, etc. So we just coming in out, up, down, kiss the ground, running back to town. That kind of salah, Allah save us. Allah says, then why? You throw that dirty rag back in his face. Allah save me. So to make the reality start coming into our lives, how we should be performing salah, that when we come into the house of Allah, realize I'm the slave of Allah. I have come to obey Allah's command, and it is only my honor to be obeying Allah Ta'ala's command. That is why har rukan namaz mein itna tehr de, ke koi lahza huzuri muayassar ho, aur huzuri mein kai tarah ke. So in every posture, stay for so many seconds in that posture, that you are conscious that I'm in this posture. When you're standing in salah, in qiyam, be just conscious, I'm standing in the court of Allah. Allah has made the qiyam faraz upon me. So I'm standing, to be conscious, that will be the start of building your khushu. That will be the start of building your concentration in namaz. And see how simple Allah Ta'ala has made it. Ad-deenu yusrun. Deen is not a difficult cause. That we hear how great salah is and you think, no, I won't manage. No, it's very, very easy. Allah has opened the doors of wilayat for everybody. There's no need to be a hafiz, alim, whatever. As you progress, become hafiz, nurun ala nur, and even better. But islah is farak. Every person has to purify his heart and can bring us, and as other teachers, when we make an effort to purify our heart and conscious that I'm the slave of Allah, so to build this consciousness, when we come into salah, just ponder every posture that I am in this posture now. That I am in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm making ruku now for Allah ta'ala. I'm making sajda for Allah ta'ala. And not only that, Allahu Akbar. One is, and so that is why you must see that your body is totally at ease. When you're in a standing, especially when you get up from ruku, see that we stand properly, firm up. Then go into sajda. Otherwise we hardly stand halfway up and we're going back into. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that type of person, the worst person, is a person who steals in salah. Sahaba was shocked. Who steals in salah, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Says a person who reads namaz like a chicken pecking on the ground. You hardly stand up straight and you've gone into ruku. You get up from your ruku, you're hardly sitting in the qawba position and you back in the jalsa position and you back into sajda again. So that kind of salah, that is a salah that will be like a dirty rag. So to have this concentration, starting very easy. I'm now in qiyam, I'm now in ruku. And to think that, you have to be, your body has to be motionless for that few seconds. Then you go into the next posture. And not only that, apne aur aapko samne apne rab ke jane, aur usko mutawajji hal apne ka samjhe, or John sees it, Allahu Akbar. And this aspect of concentration starting, that I'm in this posture, and not only I'm in this posture, immediately Allah's full attention is upon me. Allahu Akbar. Allah is that great and kind being, that magnificent and great creator, that Allah is attention on the whole creation. Allah knows every atom. Allah has got Allah's attention is upon that. But when you come for salah, each individual, they can be 500, 5,000 people in the masjid, but Allah's attention is towards each person in salah. If you realize this, now you won't turn your attention to anybody else. Now your mind won't drift. Immediately, Allah's full attention on me. I'm not just an ordinary number in the creation. And in reality, who am I? I'm not even a speck. But Allah's attention upon me, Allahu Akbar. It's like a person, even a child complains. You go to a molisab, you're making salam, but you're looking somewhere else. So the one child complains, that they say, Hazrat, that molisab, I make salam, he don't even look at me. So here we write in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if for example, your ustad is talking to you, but you're looking somewhere else. What he'll say, you don't want to listen, get out from here. Then, so similarly, our parents talk to us, your sheikh talk to us, and you don't pay attention, he won't worry about you. It's not your, he's not doing you a favor. You are actually, it's your need for that. So Allah is putting his full attention on us. We have to be paying attention. And then to build your concentration further also, Allahu Akbar. John si surat parhe, mazmoon usi surat ka khiyal kare. That whatever surat you are reading now, just think of the subject matter of the surat. And what is the starting point of that? Just think. Now I'm reading Surah Fatiha consciously. I'm reading Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alamin. You still don't know the meaning. You still haven't made an effort to start learning the meaning. But be conscious. Be conscious. I'm reading Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alamin. Otherwise, many a times we read the whole surah. We read a surah after it. I don't even know what surah I read in namaz. We'll see behind the imam 90% of the time. Imam finished. What surah imam read? We don't even know. We forgot immediately because we're not conscious. So put our attention and this will come as we learn. When you do a course in the marifat of Allah, when you come to the friends of Allah, they will train our minds to be synchronized now in one direction. Now when our minds come in one direction, then it can burst to go higher and higher. As we see here, your concentration level also will go higher. Your khushu will go higher. So first of all, realize that who am I? I am the royal slave of Allah. Can I act like any ordinary person in the street? No, I have to act according to that position. And the position Allah Ta'ala gave you is a great trust, amanat. If you don't look after it, Allah will reject us. Allah is not in need of us. So we should appreciate this ni'mat. So now just ponder of the subject matter. That now I'm reading this ayat, I'm reading that ayat, I'm reading this surah, and Allahu Akbar. And easy also, you don't know the meaning of the surah. Just think I'm reading Qulhu Allahu Ahad. In here, Allahu Ahad, it is talking of the oneness of Allah. The surah is teaching me about Tawheed, which is the most important aspect of our life. To bring firm conviction in the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. Our iman will be just thing that Allah is talking to me about Tawheed. So, that your consciousness will be growing now. If you're reading Inna Atayna Kalkawthar, Allah is telling me how honorable is our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What favors, in a short surah, Allah explained what favors He blessed our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So if you are attentive to that, then you'll see your concentration will build. Now you know which posture you're standing in. It's Allah's command. What you are reading, consciously read each ayat, each dua, etc. And then think of the subject matter of that surah, for example. And if it's, for example, you're reading a surah where you hear the word Jannat, or you hear the word Jahannam, you don't know the meaning, but you know Jannat means paradise. In your heart you make dua that, oh Allah, grant me Jannat. You hear about Jahannam, or you hear about Nar, or you hear about Azab, you hear the word Azab, immediately you worry, you get afraid that, Allah, please don't become angry with me. Oh Allah, please save me from the fire of Jahannam. In your heart, then you'll see that fear will grow, that eagerness will grow. So maqar maqami itab or ghusla kahe, khauf kare or pana chahe. If it is subject matter referring to Allah's anger and Allah Ta'ala's wrath and punishment, then in your heart that, Ya Allah, please save me, please forgive me and save me from your punishment. And where it is Allah majob maqami rahmat or inayat kahe, usko khuda se talab kare. And where it is that you hear about Jannat, you hear about Rahmat, then immediately in your heart make dua that, oh Allah, bless me with your mercy. Oh Allah, bless me also with Jannat. I don't deserve it in the least, but this is, you still don't know the meaning. But when you come to know the meaning, then what enjoyment you'll get. So for this also, Allah commanded, Allahu Akbar, every household should be a madrasa. Every household should be a khanka. Every household should be, Allahu Akbar, should be a place where you gain the marifat of Allah Ta'ala. But sadly, shaitan is making so lot effort also, that instead of making our houses a madrasa, a khanka, a place of where we will get Allah's greatness, but what we are getting, shaitan comes, drop all the dunya right at our doorstep. He puts all the adverts, papers outside, all right in your post box, and you get happy, oh, they brought the paper for me. They brought, but in fact, what he brought, the dunya must come right in your whole life. Now, instead of having talim in the house, we all looking at the sale papers. Children also looking at the sale papers. There's so lot haram pictures in there. So how lot of dunya has come? You open that sale papers, you're looking at haram things. Hey, we must get this TV now. Now we must get that. So how lot effort? Whereas Allah Ta'ala informs the greatest personality. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where there is no question that the household of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not the greatest madrasa, the greatest khanka. But Allah says, "Waskurna ma yutla fi buyutikunna min ayati." That, oh Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you also have ta'lim in the house. So ta'lim should take place in every home. That to learn the meanings of the du'as of the namaz, to lead, one is to correct our, like how we doing mashq here, correct our the recital, etc., correct our du'as, but then start teaching our children also. That have ta'lim halka at home, and start learning one halka of how to learn our namaz. That is, start learning the du'as. We're reading namaz 20 years, 30 years. I still don't know what is the meaning of Allahu Akbar. Oh, I don't know what is the meaning of Surah Fatiha and how long I'm reading it. Allahu Akbar. You get one love letter from anybody, and if it's worse, illicit love affairs, you don't know the language, you're going to somebody, hey, just translate this for me. Tell me what it means. And you're reading it over and over. But the third, fourth time you read it, you'll get tired. This is the love letter of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah's love letter we heard million times, Surah Fatiha. You'll never get tired. You read it, the more you read it, as you come to know the subject matter, and as you increase your marifat, you'll just enjoy it. You'll just go into a trance when you read Surah Fatiha. More and more you'll get enjoyment. So like this, there's a simple kitab, Miftahul Quran. Miftahul Quran is in a bookshop also. This is the key to Quran Sharif. In other words, simple. Everybody can study this kitab. It teaches you individually, kul. What is the meaning of kul? Say, Allah, Allah, Ahad, Allah is one. So just everybody. So get this kitab, make ta'lim in the house. Learn how many years we get one small gadget, one phone, and you want to learn how to use this. You do this course, you do that course. The biggest course that we're supposed to be doing for what Allah send us, our course, object of life. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ Allah created us for His ibadat and to recognize Allah. And what is the sign of recognition of Allah? That you become the humble slave of Allah. But we don't know what Allah is talking to us. And that is why we don't pay attention. So learn this, Allahu Akbar. Hazrat explained, there was a person in Pakistan. And he was a simple person. He used to sell achar and used to have on his bicycle two big buckets of achar and go to places and sell achar. But any person ask him any masala, he knows it immediately. Faster than an alim also, he knows that masala and properly. So people were surprised. So much so they gave him the name Mufti Achar. But why? They ask him, how come you know this masala? He says, I make talim of basis ever in my house every day. And I didn't finish the kitab one time, two times, how many times I finished. So he knows the thing. I must think, we are ulama, we don't have time to make talim. And then also talim with istiqamat, with firmness. Not we start two days, or here we're making talim, and then we say, I'm going to make it home. At home you go, now you say, hey, you know, it's very important, let's start with talim. Two days you start, battery is flat. No, give every person in a household, today it's your responsibility. You must bring the kitab insert. And few minutes, 5-10 minutes, start off with 5-10 minutes, and then see the eagerness in the household grow. Your concentration in salah, now you come to realize, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Heart enjoyment, Alhamdulillah, oh Allah. You are the Rabb of Alameen, and me standing in your court, where me? But how all will this, so when you make talim also, very important. Make our household, otherwise shaitan has made such an effort that the whole of dunya is in our heart, in our homes. And in our homes it has entered our brains and entered our hearts also. Children also, no eagerness to you. Tell them sit for talim, no eagerness. But on the comedies, then they're eager. Then nobody is falling off to sleep. Just start talim, everybody is falling off to sleep. So start with few minutes and make an effort in this line. And then see who we are. Why shouldn't we be making an effort in this line? So Hazrat explained that in this way, your concentration will grow. Your desire for salah will grow. Or siwa uske aur bhi baate hai. And he says, besides this basics, that to know what posture you are, to be concentrating, what letter, what ayat you're reading, then to start learning the basic meanings of there. Hazrat says, waste khas ke hai. their roads to the ladder to climb up higher and higher and go into the marifat of Allah. Then standing in salah is something else. Like it is said, the two rakats salah of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one two rakats of his life, the whole ummah salah won't compare to them. Because of the sohbat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that iman penetrated his heart so much that Allah is calling him, wala ya'tali ulul fadl, that the man of great virtue, you shouldn't even utter when Allahu Akbar, the incident of when Hazrat Aisha, our beloved mother, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, munafiqeen made accusation, then one of her cousins, ordinary simple person, Miska, he also got involved in the rumor mongering, not realizing, and this is very important. Be very careful what group you are. Stay away from these groups. You just get any message and you pass it. And you don't even realize. This was a serious message. And he also got involved in talking. Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa didn't even know. His mother used to make her khidmat. And she said, she slept little. She said, may Misna be destroyed. Say, Misna is the Sahabi of Badr. Why you? Say, you don't know what he's talking about you. Anyway, that's a whole lengthy discussion. After all that, what ordeal they went through. The household of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Aisha Radina was convinced, Allah will send down my purity. But in the process, Hazrat Abu Bakr, her father, he also came to know that Mista also got involved in this rumor mongering. He was a Sahabi, he was a Sahabi of Badr, but when we are not conscious, we just get involved and we start passing rumors. So he felt hurt, he used to give him monthly allowance, and he used to say, how can I give him? Talking like this of my beloved daughter, the great honorable mother of the Ummah, the wife of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So immediately he said, I can't give him. Immediately to show his position, Allah says, wala yastali ulul fadl. Man of great position, man who got so close to Allah, their hearts are big. Don't just break your custom. Immediately he said, Allah tuhibbuna yaghfir. You don't want Allah to love you? Oh Allah, I love you. I want you to love me. Immediately he broke his custom. He doubled the allowance of Mista. So these great personalities, for them, their concentration and devotion of Allah, we can't imagine. So as a person makes his, and that is why from this we learn that taking bath is not just you come one time to the khanka, 40 days you set and it's over. It's a lifelong process. As you progress in the marifat of Allah, you will realize I'm still nowhere. And you will want to go higher, Allahu Akbar. So beautifully the pious servant said that this is such a sickness, juju dawaki bimari barti gai. That is the sickness of gaining the marifat of Allah and Allah's greatness and love comes in the heart. The more you treat the sickness, the more it grows. You want more medicine. And where you will get the medicine? By the friends of Allah Ta'ala. So the friends of Allah, they go higher and higher in their concentration. And Allah says, waste khas ke na waste am. This is not just for the general people like myself. So we mustn't think we want to reach that level. No, progress slowly. As you realize, I am the slave of Allah. How to love Allah, make me a hafiz. Allah, make me an alim. And then not just an alim, alim e rabbani. An alim who knows, who got connection with Allah, who's got the zikr in his heart, etc. Like our Dada Shaykh just gives a brief explanation. He says, when I make salah, our Hazrat explained to us on one occasion, that he says, I just make muraqabah, I just ponder that, oh Allah, I'm in space now. And I can see the ball of earth in your hand, and how you are controlling the whole world, oh Allah. So where is that? So we can't reach that level still. We have to start with the basics, what I'm reading, which posture I am. I don't even know which posture I am. Start with that and then you will progress. And Allah Ta'ala said, further Hazrat says, and to get all this, what is most important, to get this concentration building up and getting the marifat more and more, it will never come without or huzuri baghair taasir dil ke muyassar nahi or taasir dil ki budun danis maani alfaz ke hasil nahi. And he says, this attention in namaz and this concentration will never come unless your heart has got effect. So if you don't make an effort on the heart, we don't come and to do the cause of marifat. And the best is, as we learn, do it according to how it's supposed to be done. Your heart takes to a certain sheikh, take that to that sheikh. And listen what is giving you the zikr. And then you'll see, you thought you in the work of deen. Now you'll realize, oh, I wasn't teaching also. I wasn't doing my gush also. I wasn't doing anything. You could be the Shaykhul Hadith also. But you'll realize my heart was still not affected. And then people like us, Allah Ta'ala says, فَوَيْلُ لِلْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. There are those people like us. We're going to the bazaar every day. We're going to the bank. We're going to different places. And we're not mindful of Allah Ta'ala. Allah is with me. Allah is watching me all the time. Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara. So we go to such places, we talking to the teller, so all that rust is coming into the heart. When you don't save yourself from the disobedience of Allah, Allahu Akbar, our Dada Shaykh says, you can dream of becoming a wali of Allah. Shaykh Tera, last Sani, even you can have the best Shaykh in the world, but you don't stay away from the disobedience of Allah. So one is the positive ibadat. Make the ibadat to do the, make the zikr of Allah. And the zikr of Allah, Allah says, when your heart has become like rock, harder than rock, Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِنَّ مِنَ الْهِجَارَةِ لَمَا يَحْبَتُ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. Don't you see sometimes in the mountain, a rock just slipped down. It didn't just slip down out of the fear of Allah. You see some rock split and water coming out. The rock is tearing in the fear of Allah. And where my heart has become so hard, so Allah Ta'ala says, فَوَيْلُ لِلْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُ مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Allah Ta'ala, Allah نَزَّلَ أَحْسَنَ الْحَدِيثِ. Allah has revealed the best word, the best word to speak, and that is start learning Qur'an Sharif. Collect yourself, start reading Qur'an Sharif. تَقْشَئِرُّ مِنُّ جُلُودُ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ. That will breathe, soften your heart. It will make your skins get soft, and then the effect will come. So Hazrat says that this will never come unless you are making an effort on your heart and start concentrating on the meanings of the ayats, etc. In other words, first start learning how to read Quran Sharif properly. And then you want, and all these advertisements and that are coming, just throw it one side. Don't even let it enter the house, etc. Taleem, when taleem is in the house, we won't worry of those things. When there's no taleem in the house, like Hazrat explained, there's no vacuum in any place. Science says there's a vacuum, there's an empty space. Allah's system is not like that. If there's one thing there, and that thing moves out, the opposite of it will come. Like if there's no lights at night, what comes? Darkness comes. And if you want light, put on the light and light will come. Then the darkness will disappear. You don't have to give a big bayan and say, are you, well, you're making me scared, I'll come with my gun and shoot you. No, just put on the light. So exactly like that, when we start learning to make the zikr of Allah, our Dada Shaykh explained, zikr ki naga, ruh ki faka. That when you don't make your zikr, you're starving your ruh. Your child don't eat 2-3 days, you say you're going to get dehydrated. Must eat food. But the food of the ruh, which is our real life, we're not worried about it. And we starve so much. That is why dunya has affected us wholeheartedly. It's so much as the discussion comes in front. But by the way, let us mention it, that today, even good homes, ulama, no, children must go to school. They must learn all how they're going to progress in life. Progress is what Quran Sharif, a child who grows up with Quran Sharif, doesn't see the doors of the school. Look at all our kabirin. 9, if not all of them, never saw the door of a school. And what great personalities they were. They were not lost in the world. They knew the world better than people who thought they knew too much of the world. So Hazrat says, if he was there, so to get this, now build this concentration, build this eagerness, make a firm effort, we're going to start taleem, and with regularity, etc. And while you're doing it also, shaitan will fool you. Now you learn little, then you see I'm forgetting the meanings, I don't know the pages that I'm passed already. Don't worry, you just carry on. When you carry on, shaitan see, I can't disturb this man. Allah will put it back in your heart. You just revise little, you'll start knowing it. So then, and as a pious servant, their concentration, devotion in salah, we can't imagine. That is why when they explain about salah, when they explain about zikr, we just feel we want that. But we have to go up that ladder. And you see what say, jo kuch namaz mein hai, mana uski hindi zuban mein muhawara ke muafiq likhe hai. That is why Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Ali's bayan is, he says that's why our ulama made an effort that to translate Quran Sharif in other languages, like in the Urdu language, in other, today we got it in every language. We got it in our own languages. So Allah has made it possible for us. So why don't we learn and make an effort? But we'll make an effort for all dunya things. And what is our real object? We're not making an effort. Allah save us, let us realize. And ulama will give you free time. They won't charge you, although you should think, let me appreciate. They gave me their time, let me give something. And this appreciation, as we learn, zakat you giving in namaz, that learn to spend for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. You have to spend, you using your petrol to go for namaz, you're getting the sawab of zakat. Similarly, we learn all other aspects of deen. Like for the special servants of Allah, Allah Ta'ala teaches us, according to your position, now they have built their connection with Allah. Allah gives them that position. He's a sheikh, he's teaching us how to get connection with Allah. So he has to do that work of his. He can't say, I'm a sheikh. He's got humbleness in his heart to the highest degree, but he has to remind us, and he has to just think. That is why our dada sheikh used to say, Sakhtiya sheikh ki fana ke liye. Mat samaj usko har gis sitam. That when the sheikh reprimands you, why are you doing this? Check your trousers, why are you this thing? Then it's not to disgrace you, or it's not to the shout you, it's actually to take out that you are somebody, that to annihilate us, that to destroy our egos. Then only we can get connection for with Allah Ta'ala. So even if you are ustad, don't say I learned in a khanka, must be humble now. I can't shout my students if they're not learning. I can't reprimand them. No, according to that level, you have to do your duty. And after doing your duty, Hazrat Hakimul Ummat, who everybody taught, is very stern and firm. Even our dada sheikh, then he used to say that I reprimand my murids, but at night I cry to Allah Ta'ala. And I beg for tawbah, that, oh Allah, if I did it more than the limit, please forgive me. So even parents who know this reality, when they need to shout their children, at night they make dua for them. And they make dua for themselves, oh Allah, save us. So this is what, when Allah gives you that position, and thus as you grow, and you should appreciate that somebody is your ustad, respect him according to that position. The imam, this, وَيُعْتِي كُلَّ ذِي فَضْلٍ فَضْلًا. Salat will bring every aspect of our deen in order. Our dunya will come in order. Then we'll see what life is all about. Otherwise our life is just a haphazard life. Just because dunya is just all the time around us. So we're not even conscious why we came here. We didn't come here to get caught up with the dunya. We came here to use the means of dunya and get connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for this, a person have to make dua also. What dua in dunya we know. You say you can't just make dua, you don't take dawa. But that is actually for deen. What deen, that is, you have to make the amal and then make dua that Allah put effect in this amal of mine. And اکثر غریب لوگ جو ان معنوں سے مطلق بے خبر ہے سمجھ کے حضور دل سے نماز گزارے اور بہت سی حلاوت پائے. اللہ اکبر. حضرت ایکسپلین, ایون سمپل پیپل who are elderly people, they can't read, they can't write, they don't know the meanings, anything. They also, Allahu Akbar, they get great enjoyment in namaz because they know we're standing Allah no darbar che. We know our elderly people, our old people, when they used to hear azan, they couldn't read, write anything, but they used to say, Allah nu pukar. Allah is calling us. They used to tell all the children, keep quiet. They used to respect the azan, respect the Quran Sharif. They couldn't read. They used to pick up Quran Sharif, kiss it, put it on a nice cloth, open it, and they used to just point. Allah nu kalam che. This is Allah's word. This is Allah's word. Whatever language they spoke, and they got what enjoyment in namaz we can't get. With knowing the meaning we can't. Because that respect and in a person who doesn't pay attention, I don't know meaning, where I'm going to learn, then you lose out totally. So according to how much concern you got that I'm the slave of Allah. Aur ek fayda aur hai, agar mana ke jane to sab bure kamo se jun se nuksan iman ka hai, bache. Allahu Akbar. And another very, very great benefit of learning the meaning, and then even more, you want to become hafiz, alim, etc. Then what ayat you reading, and you come to know, Allah is warning me that this action will cause harm to your iman. Wala takrabu zina. Don't even go near zina. Control your gazes. Don't look. Allahu Akbar. Allah has warned us from the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you come to learn that I'm going for salah, but my garments are below my ankles. I'm even a Sheikh al Hadith, but I got my big long jubba, Arab kurta, which is actually the Jews made them wear it and make them feel we somebody. And now your garment is on your ankle. You're the Imam, and you think you're you. So when you learn about this, and the most worry if a person know who he is, that Iman is the greatest value. That is, Allah made me his royal slave to go back to Allah. Allah sent Iman for me. And if I'm not worried of my Iman, today we all worried of passport. We worried of our driver's license. Any paper we got, we worried about that, renewing it. But Iman, and what will cause harm to our Iman, as we explained, Shaitan and our nafs is behind us all the time. Shaitan just brings all the filth at our doorstep, nafs now takes it in. And our desires, now we going to town, hey, we need to buy this, we need to buy that, we need to upgrade this TV, all the filth and dirt, like, and we don't even realize what is causing the great harm to the whole house we involved in that. One money sahab came, a person invited him to his house, we just walked in, the big screen in front. So Mohan Sahib said, yeah, kya hai? What is this? Why are you having the shaitan in your house? He says, Mohan Sahib, that was the early days that people that time was not every bioscope is now in our pocket. Every person got his own video and own. Those days there wasn't the bioscopes, there wasn't all the mobile phones. People used to go to a bioscope, go and watch a movie once a week and all that. So he says, my children like to go. So now to avoid them from going out of the house, I brought this big thing. Mohan Sahib say, acha, now you like that zina must take place in your house. Now you like that drinking must take place in your house. Now you like that all the drugs must be in your house. Now you like that all the shamelessness must take place in your house. Then he understood. He got understanding that what, when you on the TV, the filthy adverts of all filth and dirt, and what all that, and what we are watching, and we don't, so the heart is got no effect, so we don't. But now when you come to do this course, and you start doing your course of Miftahul Quran, and you get eagerness to become an alim, and this course is necessary. One is, many of us, we involved in the efforts of deen, but we still haven't got the realization of this. You'll see we in effort of deen how long, but still TV in the house, still all adverts and newspapers in the house, and we don't even think there's anything wrong. So this, you won't know that you're causing harm to your Iman, and you're not worried of protecting your Iman. You worried that must protect your 500 rand or your 50 rand in your pocket. You're not worried about protecting our Iman. So when we come to know the ayat, and briefly you come to know, you ain't just going to cause harm to my Iman. My trouser above, is not above my ankles. What's going to happen? I can lose my Iman, etc. And maloom kare, ke jo ikrar apne Rab ke saamne kya, usi par qaim rahe, aur har ek talib-e-Iman ko laike, ke haqeeqat-e namaz ki us taur par jaane ke hazrat-e haq ne mujhko tamam paidaish se behtar paida karke bari taqeed se waaste hazir hone darbar ke panch waqt izn ne mutliq kiya. And then also to realize what pledge I made with Allah, the pledge of la ilaha illallah. Oh Allah, I am your slave, there is nobody for me besides you, I will only follow your command according to Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and remain firm on this. Fastaqim, that make an effort to be firm for this regular company of the friends of Allah. Keep come to the majlis regularly, make zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do this cause and realize Allah has given me so much honor that to re-establish this, affirm and my Iman, Allah gave me open permission to come 5 times to the great royal court of Allah ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Subhanallah.